It's time now for the WXXI Business Report, something we do every Monday at this time. And News Director Randy Gorbin is here to talk today about money for the economic development projects locally and around the state. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Beth. This is something that some politicians in Albany, especially those not fond of the process, have called the Hunger Games. The process changed several years ago. The governor said he was looking for a way to make it less political instead of the usual types of member items. There's a large pool of money. Various regions of the state have to compete for it. So today is when the application process for the $800 million in total actually begins. It involves businesses, municipalities, non-for-profits, others. There are 10 regional economic development councils, including one for the Finger Lakes that covers the Rochester area. You may remember this was a system the governor created back in 2011. The governor says through the first six rounds of the competition over the last several years, the Finger Lakes Council has delivered more than $500 million for more than 550 projects. The latest round of funding includes up to $225 million in what they call performance-based grants and tax credits at about $575 million from two dozen state agency programs. The governor's office says priorities for these councils this year include things like the state's life sciences cluster, workforce development strategies, and being able to measure the progress of the strategic plan.
Well, Randy, our Rochester Finger Lakes area has done pretty well in these competitions in the past, I think finishing first at least a couple of times. Have you heard from them specifically what they are looking for in terms of project funding this year?
You know, we haven't really heard any specific numbers. Beth, you know some of the big projects that are already underway. Of course, there are some infrastructure projects, which include work around the U of R, the 390, 490 project. The Eastman Business Park really has been priority number one for quite some time by both organizations like Greater Rochester Enterprise, the Chamber of Commerce. And I imagine it's going to be a combination, again, of those job-creating types of projects they're looking for money for, as well as the infrastructure, which, of course, really is a nationwide issue. Also, Beth, two University of Rochester startup companies among those mentioned in a new report from a group called the Science Coalition. That group bills itself as a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. It includes public and private research universities, including the U of R. The report is really trying to give a boost to the need for federal dollars to continue flowing from organizations like the National Institutes of Health, as well as the Department of Energy. Of course, there's a lot of concern by some of the groups, including universities, that under the Trump administration, some of these budgets may be cut. There's been some discussion of that, although at least in the latest continuing resolution we're hearing from Congress, there's no immediate cuts to that. But again, that is always a worry. So the U of R sent out a release late last week talking about a couple of companies that have already benefited from some of those federal dollars. One called Clerio Vision. They have a new technology designed to improve eyesight. Another called Adarza Biosystems. They have a microchip that can be used in the body to improve cancer diagnostics, allergy testing, and other kinds of research. And both those startups getting funding from the National Institutes of Health. And of course, as you know, the U of R, a major benefactor of a lot of the research dollars because they do, it's a big research university. It may be near 80 today, Beth, for the temperature, but at Bristol Mountain, they're thinking snow. The resort telling us they're going to be spending about $200,000 in improvements to one of their major trails, the Upper Universe Trail, adding infrastructure. They say some unique ways of providing snow making in terms of the technology they're using. That's in case you're too warm today, you can think about what happens in December. And I want to mention just the passing last week is somebody who some folks in Western New York may know, Larry Levitt, well-known, at least in the media ownership circles in Western New York. He had a company that he started called Buffalo Spree Publishing a number of years ago. He actually bought it back in 1998. But among the publications as that organization grew is our own 585 magazine here in Rochester. Larry, well-known, liked by a lot of people in Western New York, and of course involved in radio in this region as well.
Yeah, it's actually Larry Levitt. He used to own WBEN, where I was an intern 100 years ago.
I did not. That's right, because you did work there.
That's right. That's right. So he's a big name in Buffalo, and I didn't realize his influence extended this far east.
And 585, of course, still thriving today.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Randy. Okay. That's the WXXI Business Report. We'll throw that up later on the web, right?
People want. We sure hope so. It'll be up there. It'll be podcasted.
You don't sound too optimistic.
As soon as
about
I get
that.
To it, it'll be up there.
Okay. Don't just watch your clock. Randy's got a lot to do. It's now 11 minutes before 9 o'clock, and you're listening to Morning Edition.